Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Entertaining show tonight. Not really much going on, you know, except I'm watching the Yankee game. Right now they're playing the Power Rangers. The Texas Power Rangers right now. in Texas.
Go, go Power Rangers.
Yeah, and there's a rain. It's raining right now, so there might be a rain out. So. But anyway, so what's been going on, man?
Anything
fun, exciting happen this week?
Nope. It's a typical, boring week.
Well, yeah, I had a pretty interesting week, especially yesterday. I told you that, I told you last week I was going to go to a psychic.
Yeah,
and,
you did.
Psychic, because, you know, I've never been to a psychic before. I wanted to know, because I've always been, you know, I've always been a little skeptical about psychics. You know, I've seen that psychic who always appeared on the Montel Williams show. What's her name?
I see her face.
Sylvia.
Sylvia, I think?
Yes, Sylvia. And, you know, she always, like, she always appeared to be, you know, accurate on the show. You know, some of the people that she gave predictions on, you know, it seemed like they were accurate, according to them, you know. But I went to go to psychic and see for myself, you know, whether, you know, these psychics are actually legit. Because, again, I've never been to a psychic before, and, you know, I wanted to see if the psychic that I went to would be accurate on everything in my life right now. So I decided to go to the psychic in the East Village of Manhattan, and her name is Psychic Shayna. And I thought, you know, this psychic, I thought she was going to be like a fat, older broad. Mm-hmm. But she actually turned out to be hot. She was very good looking, man. I was surprised because when I got there, I had to ring a bell downstairs so she could buzz me in. But for some reason, she didn't buzz me in, so I just went, I just walked into the building. And, you know, her apartment was on the second floor. So as soon as I got up the stairs, she got out of the door and she said, can I help you? And I said, I'm here to see Psychic Shayna. And, you know, I guess she was busy on the phone talking to someone. So she said, can you come back in 15 minutes? And she was, from the looks of it, man, she looked hot. She looked like, she kind of looks like that CNN or headline news reporter with blonde hair. Do you know what I'm talking about? Kind of has like a pointy nose a little bit.
Blonde.
I don't know her name. She blonde hair.
I think her last name is Paul or something like that.
Could be. She always appears on what's Nancy Grace's show. I don't know her name, but she that's who the psychic look like, man. That psychic look like she's a MILF. I think she probably has a kid or two, you know. She's hot. Like, I thought I walked in the brothel when I first got in there. Like, this is a psychic? This is what, this is the person who's going to give me my reading?
Hey,
so, you know.
But she kind of struck out. She was supposed to, she was really psychic. She should have known that you were going to come now. Tell you to come back. To
yeah, dinner. Exactly. Yeah, you should have known I was coming. Right?
Yep.
But anyway, you know, okay, so she told me to come back 15 minutes. I said, okay. So I just walked around East Village, you know, for a little while, and there's some characters in East Village of Manhattan, man. You see every ethnicity, every group. You see punk rockers, gay people, black people, white people, Jewish people, Asians.
That's New York City,
lesbians,
right?
Bisexuals, zombies. You see everything. Everything is in the East Village. So, you know, I walked around for a bit. I came back in 15 to 20 minutes. So
did you see the Jeffersons?
Huh?
Did you see the Jeffersons?
Oh, no. Jeffersons are in Harlem, aren't they?
I think they used to live in Harlem, but they moved to the East Side.
Oh, they did.
Right, to that, I believe that deluxe apartment in the sky.
Yeah, I don't know about the Jeffersons, but I did see a family that looked like the Cosbys.
The Cosby's?
Yeah.
They moved on up, too. That was like the second TV family that moved up.
Yeah. But no, but seriously, but... So, like, after 15, 20 minutes, I, you know, finally went back there, and I buzzed again, and she buzzed me in this time, and, you know, after, I knocked on the door, and she opened it, and she made me sit in this chair, like, right at the entryway. Like, she had everything set up in the entryway of the apartment. And she had some candles in the background. And it wasn't creepy or anything, you know? It was like a, kind of like a erotic atmosphere, if you know. I could describe it.
I mean, it was an erotic atmosphere.
Yeah, kind of candlelight. You know, it wasn't anything creepy like you would expect from a psychic. You know, there was a lot of lighting in the background, so, you know, it wasn't dark or anything. So I sat down. She sat down on the other side of the table. She gave me some tarot cards to hold and split in half. And then she told
me
to make a wish.
She what in half? What did
she
say?
She gave me tarot cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tarot cards?
Right.
So she gave me tarot cards to hold, and she told me to split them in half.
Mm-hmm.
And so I split them in half, and she told me to make a wish. And my wish, I can't really tell you the wish. But anyway, I gave it back. I made the wish, and then I gave it back to her. And then she started going. She started putting each card on the table and giving me the reading. She was saying, "Oh, you're an honest guy. You have a short temper. You know, you're funny." You know, and I'm thinking, well, these are general statements, you know. Anybody could say that about me. So in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, boy, here we go. I wasted $40. She's just making up stuff. And, you know, she continued on saying that I had a death in the family, which is true. But she said I had a death in the family. I had someone die from cancer, which is false. Because I didn't have anyone die from cancer. Then she
said,
yeah, then she says I'm planning to move. Which is true, I'm planning to move out very soon at my family house. So she got that partially right. Then
yeah,
she said,
that could be general, but for you, that is...
Yeah, that's, you know, it could go either way, you know. And then she said also that I just started a job, which is true. And soon I'm going to get a high position in that job, which I don't think is very true. I don't think... gonna be any high position in that job for me anytime soon. So, and then she said some other stuff, which, you know, could be viewed as general statements also. But the thing that she hit on the head, which was the last reading that she gave me, was that right now there's a girl that likes you. You like her, but she has a guard up, and you know you have to give her some distance, and you have to be patient with her. And I'm thinking, wow, you know what? She's dead accurate on that one, because right now there is a girl right now, you know. And I've told you about this, well, that I like a lot, and the girl likes me, but she has a guard up. And, you know, right now I'm trying to be patient. And she used those exact words that I've used with you. You know,
be
patient. You know, don't crowd her. She's guarded. You know, she likes me. I like her. You know, so she hit that right on the head, you know, but... Again, you know, it could be viewed as general statements. She could just be making it up. I don't know, you know.
True. So by my assumption, my estimation, she pretty much struck out on pretty much most of the stuff.
Some of them. I mean, I would say, you know, there's some of them, you know, I would say she was 60 to 70% accurate on 40% of them were wrong, you know. I don't have any family member that died from cancer. I don't. And she also said that an ex-girlfriend is jealous. Well, no, come on, ex-girlfriend, come on, please. I haven't had a relationship in a while, so she was wrong on that. But, I'd say she was, you know, 70% accurate is too high, maybe 60% accurate. But the last part she hit on the head.
Yeah, that looked like the only thing she hit on the head, but then again, that could have been from the wish you made.
Yeah.
Well, she could have...
I didn't tell her the wish. The wish I said to myself. I didn't tell her the wish. She said, just wish something, don't tell me, she said. So I just gave her the card. I didn't tell her the wish at all. So she hit that last part on the head, and she seemed, that was, and you, that last part that she talked about, that was the reason that I came there. So she seemed to focus more on that than anything else. But again, you know, I don't know, I'm still 50-50 on the psychics, but...
Well,
I mean, she was a hot psychic. I'm glad that I came to get the reading and see her, you know, because, you know, I would have banged the shit out of her if she was a hooker. But she wasn't.
I guess she wasn't a psychic because she didn't see that coming.
You know, I was actually thinking that that maybe she was like an undercover hooker when I first came in. But nah, she's not a hooker. She's a nice, friendly lady. She seems to be busy when I came in, so...
That you know of?
Yeah.
But then again, she could have sent. She should have sent that when you came in.
Yeah. She should have knew I was coming. But hey, it was okay. I mean, I might go again maybe sometime later this year or next year. Who knows? Maybe to get a full reading. But the tarot card reading, that was just fine. It was, you know, only for $40, so. But that last part, you know, that did, she hit that right on the head. She was dead accurate on that last part.
Yeah, I mean, that seemed like the only thing she really hit on. I mean,
she also said I'm planning to move on, you know, started a job, which is true, so.
But, yeah, but then again, people our age tend to move on, whether they're moving from, like, a dorm or from home or, you know, they're moving from a different city. You know, people our age tend to move on from different places.
Yeah, well, that's why I said, you know, she was, like, 60% accurate, you know. So, hey, 60%, that's pretty high. I mean, it's better than a 50.
Yeah, but not for a supposed psychic. I mean,
there should have been,
like, 199 or 100, like in the 90% range.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, the real, I didn't care about the other stuff. The last part was what I came there for, because, you know, this is a girl that I like right now. I wanted to know her issue. And that's the main reason that I came there for, and she hit it. She was dead accurate on that, so that's all I cared about. I didn't even care about the other stuff. She did tell me some things about my future, like, gonna have two kids and, you know, be successful and some other stuff, but that I didn't really care about either. But again, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens if her predictions come true and if what she says about that girl that I like right now, if that girl is really guarded and, you know, really likes me, maybe something might happen. We'll have to see.
I mean, I never met the girl, but from what you tell me, I mean, the girl does seem like she does like you. I mean,
definitely. But as far as that psychic, you know, hey, if anyone out there wants to get a reading, cheap, $40, and plus, hey, guys out there, she's hot. So even if she's not accurate, you get to look at a good-looking woman, you know. Psychic Sheena in East Village. Her address, I think, is what, 403 6th Avenue.
I don't know if you should be giving her address like that, I guess.
She advertises it everywhere. She even gave me her card. So,
I mean, that's up to you.
It's okay. Then Psychic Chain, I mean, her website, she has a website, you know. She has a website, so you can just go to Psychic, just type in Psychic Chain. If anyone out there wants to get a reading, I mean.
But she better pay you after this.
No, I mean, it's not like, you know, she advertises. If you type in Psychic Shayna, she, like, you know, her name is, like, on Yelp.com, CitySearch.com. She has her own website. She even gave me her card. You know, so. Free promotion. Psychic Shayna.
She better put you after this plug.
she probably already knows.
She should have started. That's what I was about to say. She should have saw that coming. She should thank you when you saw her.
Yeah.
Thank you for the plug.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, she, like I said, she hit the last part in her head that about the girl I like right now, and you know, I want to actually play a song dedicated to that last part that Psychic Sheena was accurate on.
So you dang
Usher, OMG, huh?
So you dang came to the girl you were interested in.
Yeah. And to Psychic Shayna, too.
Well, you better hope the girl you're interested in.
Oh, my gosh. Baby, let me. I did it again, so I'm all left up. Oh, my. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh.
this was something special. This was just like dynamite. Honey got a booty like pow, pow, pow. Honey got some boobies like wow, oh wow. Girl, you know I'm loving your style. Check, 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 checking you.
Kanye West doesn't pull the microphone on stage from anybody and interrupt their speech like he did last year to Taylor Swift.
Well, the rumor is that they're gonna do something together on the show.
Oh, really? They're definitely gonna catch that tomorrow then.
Yeah, that's definitely what would be. It's definitely gonna be the highlight of the show.
Oh yeah, and Chelsea Handler is gonna be hosting. Yep. You know, she's edgy.
Should be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch. You gonna check it out?
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. I don't know about
you gonna
watch
the Phillies and Mets play on ESPN?
Nah, they're playing in the afternoon.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
So who's playing the ESPN game tomorrow? Tomorrow's football.
I think it was White Sox or something.
Oh, right. Tomorrow's
I'm not
football.
Sure. I think I don't know what it ain't the Mets. So I don't care who's playing anyway. And plus, it's not like I got to watch if it's the Braves or whatever.
Right.
I'm practically like 100 games out of the division, so.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter who wins or loses now.
Yeah, tomorrow, VMAs, it looks like they're going to be exciting. I have some nominees. You want to go over some VMA nominations and pick out who you think are going to win?
Sure, why not? Let's do that.
Okay, I have Best Female Video. They have Lady Gaga's nominated for Bad Romance, Keisha, TikTok, Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg, California Girls, Beyonce featuring Lady Gaga, Videophone, and Taylor Swift, 15th. Who wins that Best Female Video category?
That's a good thing. Let me see. Let me try to think.
I think Beyonce featuring Lady Gaga, Videophone. That was a popular song this year. Videophone. You never heard that song before?
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've heard the song.
Well, Beyonce looked good.
I don't think I've heard the song, though.
The video is good, even though Lady Gaga's in it.
But I have a feeling they're going to give it to either Katy Perry or Taylor Swift, so they could see if she's going to have another moment of her winning. But
nah, I think
if I have to guess, I think Katy Perry's going to win.
Beyonce's going to win, I'm telling you. Videophone's going to win that.
We'll see.
You say, I'm going to write this down, too.
All right, good. Let's do this.
Okay.
I think they're going to make Katy Perry win.
Okay, let me write this down. So I got, tomorrow I got Beyonce winning for Best Female Video. And you have Katy Perry or Taylor Swift?
Yep. Katy Perry.
Okay, Katy Perry. Yeah. Okay, what about male video? You got Eminem, Not Afraid, Usher, featuring Will.i.am, OMG, you know, the song that you just heard.
Right.
B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams, Airplanes. I don't know what the hell song that is.
I don't know either. If you don't know, you should know. I don't know.
Drake, Find Your Love. And
yeah, that could be one.
Yeah, and Jason Derulo, In My Head.
I'd say it'd be between Drake's.
I'm gonna go with Eminem.
Find Your Love or the Eminem, but I definitely would have to agree with you, Eminem.
Yeah,
as much as they've been playing the Drake song,
yeah.
I think Eminem's song, that's like an anthem. A 2010 for dudes. So
yeah, I gotta play that song, man.
Yeah, I think Eminem's definitely gonna win that award.
Yeah.
Again.
Okay, and let me see here.
So we both agree with that choice.
Yeah, Eminem definitely. What about best hip hop video? Got B.O.B. again featuring Hayley Williams, Airplanes, Eminem, Not Afraid, Drake, Kanye West, Lil Wayne, and Eminem Forever, Jay-Z and Swiss Beats, On to the Next One, and Kid Cudi featuring MGMT and Ratatat, Pursuit of Happiness.
And what category is this?
Best hip-hop video.
Best hip-hop video.
I gotta go with Jay-Z and Swiss Beats on to the next one, man.
That's another anthem. I'm thinking between Drake and Jay-Z, but I think Jay-Z's gonna win.
On to the next one?
Yep, on to the next one. So on to the next category.
Okay, best new artist. Keisha, TikTok. Jason Derulo, In My Head. Justin Bieber featuring Ludacris, Baby. Nicki Minaj featuring Sean Garrett, Massive Attack, and Broken Bells, The Ghost Inside.
I know a lot of people are having Bieber fever, but
yeah.
I'm gonna pick TikTok.
Keisha TikTok?
Yep.
Wow, I gotta go with Justin Bieber, man. Right, cause that's
I have a feeling I'm gonna be wrong tomorrow, but I'm gonna stick with TikTok. I know they're gonna want Justin Bieber to win an award here.
Yeah, because he's gonna be. If he wins, he's gonna be the youngest best new artist ever, probably.
True. Yeah, I think I might be changing my vote, but I don't know. I'm gonna have to think about that.
You going with Keisha?
Because I know that they want Justin Bieber, and I know the John Cena fans. You know they're gonna be cheering for him. So. Man, I don't know.
I think gonna be Justin Bieber.
I think I might change my vote, man.
Hey, stick with it, man.
I'm gonna change it. I changed it to, you convinced me, Bieber fever.
Hey,
you
know, stick with Keisha.
No, I changed my vote.
Okay, you wanna go for me, Justin Bieber then?
Yeah, I have a feeling if I choose TikTok, I'm gonna eat my words and what's his name, Justin Bieber gonna win it.
Yeah, cause I agree. Bieber fever, man. I think don't the fans vote for best new artist? So, you know, he got a lot of fans, so especially a lot of little girls, so.
Yeah, so, yep, I agree with you on that one.
Okay. What about best pop video? Got Lady Gaga, Bad Romance, Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg, California Girls, Keisha, TikTok, Beyonce featuring Lady Gaga, Videophone, and B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars, Nothing On You.
Give me the choices one more time.
Best pop video, Lady Gaga, Bad Romance, Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg, California Girls, Keisha, TikTok, Beyonce featuring Lady Gaga, Videophone, and B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars, Nothing On You.
I'm going to say Bad Romance.
Lady Gaga?
Mm-hmm.
And I got to go with the Beyonce video again. I think Beyonce's going to win a few awards.
She always does.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a Beyonce video.
And she won she got an island on her 29th birthday from Jimmy V.
Oh, yeah. See? She gets everything, man. I got to go Beyonce. So you're going with Lady Gaga within this category?
Yep.
Okay. And what about best rock video? 30 Seconds to Mars, Kings and Queens, Muse Uprising, Paramore Ignorance, Florence plus The Machine Dog Days Are Over, and MGMT Flash Delirium. I haven't heard any of
these songs. None of these songs.
I guess I'll go with Muse Uprising.
I don't know. Give me the choices again. I don't know. I wouldn't even know who won. Shoot.
Best rock video, 30 Seconds to Mars, Kings and Queens, Muse, Uprising, Paramore, Ignorance, Florence plus The Machine, Dog Days Are Over, and MGMT, Flash Delirium.
Man, I don't even know how these songs go.
I'm going to go with Muse, Uprising, just for
hell of it. I guess I'm choosing between Dog Days or Flash Delirium, since it has a catchy title.
So you want to go with that?
Flash Delirium? You know what? Fine. I'll say Flash Delirium since it has a more catchier title.
Okay.
I'll stick with that.
Okay. What about best dance video? That's going to be Lady Gaga, Bad Romance, Enrique Iglesias featuring Pitbull, I Like It, Cascada, Evacuate the Dance Floor, Dave Guetta featuring Akon, Sexy Chick, and Usher featuring Will.i.am, OMG. I gotta go with my boy Usher.
I'm gonna say Usher too.
Yeah.
You know, the ladies, you know, he could just do anything and girls are gonna, you know, vote for him anyway, so I'm gonna vote for Usher.
Yeah, I gotta go Usher on this one. Okay, and there's some other categories here, but this is gonna be the last category that we pick. Video of the Year. Lady Gaga, Bad Romance, Florence plus The Machine, Dog Days Are Over, 30 Seconds to Mars, Kings and Queens, Lady Gaga featuring Beyonce, Telephone, and Eminem, Not Afraid.
Damn, it would be between I'm Not Afraid and Lady Gaga, because this Lady Gaga, Telephone, what was it, Telephone, right?
This one is Telephone, the other one was video phone, I think.
Yeah, something like that. So one of those phones that you keep talking about, there's like three categories that one of these songs have been in it.
Yeah. I'm going with Eminem, Not Afraid.
I'm thinking it's either I'm Not Afraid or man, shoot.
I'm going with Eminem, Not Afraid for a video of the year. I've seen that video, and it's a great video.
I haven't seen none of these videos. I'm just throwing it off the wall.
Yeah, I'm going with Eminem.
What the heck? I'm going to say I'm Not Afraid either.
You going with Eminem?
I could see him, you know, ending this, you know, with this award being like, you know, he want to thank, you know, the people who believed in him and all that stuff. So, okay, I'll agree with you on that one.
Yeah, and, you know, next week, we're going to see if we were right or not. But we agree on most of them, so.
Yeah, I think there's probably like maybe three that we disagree on.
Yeah.
My memory served me right.
So, you know, got to check out tomorrow. VMAC,
you
want to
do a quick recap to see which one we differ on?
I think we only differed on three. Let me see. the we differed on the best female video. You picked Katy Perry, I picked Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
We differed on the best rock video. I picked Muse Uprising. You picked MGMT Flash Delirium.
Oh,
and
man.
That's it.
So how
everything
many
else
one
we're the same one.
So we picked. So there's only one, two or three that we disagree on.
Two, only two. Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Wow. So a rock group is gonna most likely decide what who wins this thing.
Yeah, and the female video.
Well, yeah, the female video. I mean, which one did we choose again? I chose which one? Which one did I choose?
You chose.
Bad
you chose
Romance,
Katy Perry.
Oh, Katy Perry, and you chose.
I picked Beyonce. Actually, did I pick Beyonce? Yeah, I did pick Beyonce. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see either one of those winning.
Yeah.
But the rock and roll one, shoot, neither one of us know this one, so this one. Pretty much gonna be a real game changer right here. Cause
yeah, that's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta check out tomorrow's VMAs and see who wins. And next week we'll see whether we were right or not.
Right.
And you know, the last video, the video of the year, we said we both agreed it's gonna be Eminem. So gotta play some Eminem, Not Afraid here.
Yep.
So let me play that for you guys.
I'm not afraid. I'm
yeah.
Not afraid.
It's been a ride.
Everybody,
I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So fuck the world, feed it beans. It's cast up. If you think you're stopping me, I'ma be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all the fools look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams or buts, don't try to ask him why, how can he? From infinite town to the last relapsed album, he's still sitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he piles out or he sits his piles out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game. Like a fuck you for Christmas, his gift is a curse. Forget the earth, it got the earth to pull his dick from the dirt and fuck the whole universe. Words and the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. But as fuck your feelings, instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last, we last CD was aired. Perhaps I ran in accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to black cloud. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'm way too up, get back down. Trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking black cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons. These motherfuckers are doing jumping jacks now. I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, but taking too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and drop dead. No more peace bringers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this room like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single. Single on it.
not afraid. You're winning. I'm telling you, you're winning best video of the year tomorrow.
I think so too.
Yeah. All right. Well, Fall TV, man. Waiting. I know. Well, me and you were both waiting for South Park to come back.
Oh yeah.
And when does the season begin? South Park.
Well, they said this fall. I would assume it'd be October
like,
or November.
Yeah.
Most likely
October.
October. And
oh,
then sometime in, I would assume, December, December.
And you know they're going to make fun of, what are they going to make fun of? Sandra Bullock?
Right, the Sandra Bullock, right, yeah. Yeah, I called that, like, months ago, like, when that thing went down, like, you know.
Yeah.
I think I told you this, like, a long time ago, months ago, like, around the summer or whenever this thing broke down. Yeah, you know South Park's going to make fun of this.
Oh, yeah.
There was something else that happened recent that... Oh, yeah, I know what else I was thinking South Park gonna make fun of. This whole,
Mel Gibson.
Pastor Bernie, well, Mel Gibson, yes, that was another one.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson and the pastor trying to burn the Quran.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the three things I have a strong feeling South Park's going to make fun of. And I called it last time with the Michael Jackson, you know, when they made that whole, you know, talking about how the celebrities... You remember that episode when they were talking about...
Oh,
know,
yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah. I remember now. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I had a feeling, you know, South Park. Because, you know, South Park did, like, the Jeffersons episode, you know,
South Park,
on Michael Jackson years ago. So I had a feeling they were going to do some joke on Michael Jackson.
Oh, I can't wait for that, man.
But, yeah, the like you said, the Mel Gibson, no, they're definitely going to do that. Even though that looks... It seems like it's getting old. But I think South Park's going to do a little something on that.
Yeah, South Park, every season they bring it, you know? They're edgy. Every season they get edgier and edgier.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Season, let me see. Say around season 7 or 8, that's when it really took it to that next level.
Yeah. And, you know, like on TV, like, of course, they canceled my favorite shows.
Heroes
is canceled.
Lost.
Lost is no more. I mean, there's not really that much to watch. But there's this new show coming to ABC about this superhero family. Have you seen that? Commercials
for that? No, I haven't seen the commercial. What's the name of the show?
Is it called No Ordinary Family or Superhero Family? Something like that. It's got remember that guy? What's his name? Michael Chiklis?
Yeah, the guy from what, the Commish?
Yeah, and he was as Thing in Fantastic Four movies. The Fantastic
Four.
Oh,
yeah, right.
He's going to be the dad in it. And the whole family's going to have superpowers.
Mm.
Well, powers, you know.
So it's like a comedy version of Fantastic Four.
It's like a sitcom, a family sitcom. You know, it's like Modern Family meets X-Men, I think. Or Modern Family meets, I don't know, Heroes.
Or Fantastic Four, or something.
Yeah. God damn it, man, I'm going to miss Heroes. They take all the good shows out of TV.
Yep, and even around that time, there wasn't that many good shows.
Fuck.
But they fixed one of those shows.
Heroes was the man, Hayden Panettiere, as a cheerleader.
That's all you have to say.
With Wolverine powers? Healing powers? Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Show's fat.
Yeah, I never really had a shot to really watch. I watched it here and there. I never really had a
chance. I always
to
told
really
you
like
to watch it, but, you know, you didn't care. You could at least take it and watch it.
I watch it from time to time. No, I was taping Raw.
Well, you could always buy the series box set.
That's true.
And you watch it from the first season, you know, to the third or fourth season, whatever.
Yeah, maybe I should buy season one.
Yeah.
Yeah, how
great
it is.
Show. Great show. And Survivor's coming back this Wednesday. It's going to be on Wednesdays now, I heard.
Yep.
They have old people versus young people. I thought they had that already on Survivor.
No, they had a race, like a race one. They had a, didn't they have a gender one, like men against women, I think?
I have no idea. But the damn young people's going to win, man. The old people are not going to do nothing.
Well, yeah, most likely. I mean, yeah, even Jim Johnson, though, the former Cowboy coach, was saying, like, he was expecting some of the young guys to bring him along.
Jimmy Johnson's going to be on there?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
You didn't know that?
Well, I did hear something about it. I did hear something about him and Survivor, but I didn't think he was going to be on there. Oh.
Yeah, he's a contestant.
Oh, wow, I can't wait to see that.
I don't know why. Well, you're definitely going to be running against him.
Well, I don't care. I'm not really, like, against. I know Jimmy John, he calls the Cowboys, but I don't really have a hate for him. I don't really hate him or have a dislike for him or anything.
Yeah.
I just hate the Cowboys personally.
Yeah.
But no dislike towards Jimmy.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Doing his job.
Yeah. Talking about, football season starts tomorrow.
Yep.
Sitting in front of the TV with some popcorn. Sitting in front of the TV basically on the couch like Al Bundy, you know?
Yep.
Watching football.
Well, the season starts for me on Monday.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait until Monday.
Yep.
My Giants play tomorrow against the Panthers. This is the same Panther team that humiliated the Giants in that season-ending game at Giants Stadium.
Yep.
And the Giants Stadium is no more. It's called, what, the Meadowlands Stadium or something?
I think so, New Meadowlands Stadium or something like that.
So Giants going to get their revenge tomorrow. Give them an absolute.
And now they officially share the stadium.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they always shared the stadium, but then again, Giants was, of course, the home, hence Giants Stadium.
Yeah. And I'm ready for both football, man. I got to go see a Giants game this year. I got to go to see one. Even though it involves going to New Jersey. Just have to wear probably cover my nose when I go to New Jersey. I'm just joking. The girl I like right now lives in New Jersey, so I got nothing against New Jersey. So yeah, football season. I'm gonna be football all day tomorrow.
Yep.
From 1 o'clock to like 11 or something. Whatever time.
And you got any predictions?
I don't even know who's playing other than my Giants. Shit. I just got Giants over Panthers. That's my prediction for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Giants going to win big. 34-10. 34-10. I'm telling you, Giants, don't sleep on them. They're going to be underdog this year. Watch.
They're going to get the redemption that they had last year.
Yeah, I know a lot of teams they pick in, like, they're picking teams in the NFC like Saints, Vikings, Packers, Cowboys. Giants, watch. They're going to surprise people. While all the Cowboys are banging Kim Kardashian, the Giants are going to be on the field pounding their opponents.
Which Cowboys they know, huh?
Miles Austin, allegedly.
Hmm.
But, of course, Kim Kardashian has denied it.
Just a couple of months ago, they were saying she was dating some soccer dude. I forgot.
Man, she's dating someone new every month.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Next month, she might be dating me.
Hey, maybe.
I'm Matt Kardashian. Matt Kardashian.
That's going to be the new name of the show. You never know.
Yeah. And okay, let's go to another song and then we'll wrap the show up. Talk a little bit about September 11. A little bit.
All right.
Okay, let me see what I want to play here. Okay, 38 degrees.
animal I've become. Okay.
What was
so,
huh? What are you saying? I didn't hear you.
Oh, no, I was just singing the name of the song, 3 Days Grace, Animal I've Become. That's the name of that song.
3 days until what?
No, I was singing the name of the song. It's called 3 Days Grace. The group that sings it is called 3 Days Grace. The name of the song is called Animal I've Become. Okay, 6 minutes left in the show. Let's talk about a little about September 11th. You know, today is like the 9th anniversary. Is it the 9th anniversary, right?
Yeah, it is the 9th.
Anniversary of that tragic September 11th World Trade Center tragedy. And, you know, they have a, of course, every year they have a annual memorial service for victims who died in that in the World Trade Center, and, you know, in the D.C., that D.C., was that the D.C. Pentagon?
I think they tried to attack the Pentagon.
Yeah. I just wanted to, you know, it's sad every time you have to see images of that, of the planes going in the building.
Yeah.
And you have to hear family members, you know, calling the names of victims who died in the tragedy. Just want to, you know, send out my condolences to, you know, the victims who, or people who have family members that died in that, in the World Trade Center or during September 11, that September 11 disaster. And hopefully something like this never happens again.
Yeah.
I know that idiot pastor who's a, well, he was going to blow up a mosque or what? What was he trying to do?
Are you talking about Pastor Jones?
Yeah, he's going to blow up a mosque, he said?
No, he's going to burn a Quran. Quran, you know, the holy doctrine of the Muslims.
We don't need any more stupidity, okay? Because if he does that, the Muslims are going to get even more mad at us.
Yeah, but before I get to that, I also want to, you know, give my condolences to the, you know, the people who lost their loved ones 9 years ago. I mean, even though it's 9 years ago, the pain, you know, still hasn't subsided. And, and it will never will, you know, unfortunately. And I also
September
11,
you know, we gotta remember.
But,
we have to relive that tragedy every September 11.
Unfortunately.
Well, again, hopefully something does like that doesn't happen again, and hopefully that damn pastor doesn't do anything stupid to cause any more violence.
Because, I mean, there's no reason for him to do this. I mean, it's stupid.
Let him do it. If his ass gets killed, that's his problem.
Not only that, but the other 49 people in his church is gonna get killed too. I mean, this guy's a fool. I mean, there's no reason. Instead of burning the Quran, he should have been using the time to try to evangelize the people. But
I know.
I think this guy is a false prophet. Or a false
not no
teacher.
Prophet.
This guy is just trying to.
He's a pastor.
I know. I don't know the guy, but this guy to me seemed like he's a false preacher, and he just wanted to get 15 minutes of fame.
Man,
that's what I think. Because in good conscience, why would you want to burn something that's, you know, sacred to other people? I mean, has nothing to do with him.
I mean, I don't get it, but hopefully that idiot doesn't do something stupid. But
I hope not either. Well, actually, it should be today he did it, because he was going to do it today.
Well, I haven't heard it, so.
So, yeah, I assume maybe he didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll talk about that more next week, and time to go. 1 minute left, so. See you guys next week. Yeah, you want to do any shout-out?
Well, you know, just check out my show, 6 p.m. tomorrow, Voices of the Legend, Voices of the Fame, and everything.
Right, for iMac, for the Matthew, and my co-host Will. See you next week.